We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing with you another Way of Truth broadcast. This program originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to stay with us, trusting that the Lord will make our broadcast a real blessing to you today. Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful that we know that you do care for us. And we also know that you are no respecter of persons. So you love and you care for everyone in our congregation today. And we're praying that you'll minister to them. We pray that you'll make this broadcast a blessing to them. And you know their individual burdens and their concerns. And we're praying that you'll help them, for you've told us to cast all of our care upon you, for you care for us. And so we're asking you to bless this congregation with this broadcast and in each and every way that they stand in need of your help. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And now we will have a selection entitled, Jesus Loves Even Me. And Brother James Arch will be speaking for us following this selection.
What a wonderful thought. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. And that's what I'm going to be speaking about on the program today. God's great love for us. And I'll be reading from 1 John chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. The Epistle of John, 1 John 4, verses 9 and 10. In this was manifested the love of God toward us. Because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. The purpose of this message is to remind ourselves and our listeners as well of God's great love for us. And that love has never changed, and it never will. Sometimes we as Christians stop for a while and reflect on where we would have been if it had not been for the love of God. And when it seems that nobody else cares, or nobody else may love you, remember this, that God loves you.
Amen.
And I know that many today seem to struggle with the thought that God doesn't love them. Many people seem to think that how could God be a God of love with all that's happening in the world today? Yes, God is a God of love, friends. That's the reason why God sent his Son into the world, because he so loved us. And that familiar verse that we learned in Sunday school and in the home, I'm sure, is so familiar to most people. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I wonder how many ever stop to think about the many that God has brought back from the road of destruction and made them productive and successful Christians because of his love for them. One of the most beautiful parables you'll find in the Bible is that of the prodigal son.
Yes.
found in the 15th chapter of St. Luke, which I am sure most of our listeners, if not all, may be familiar with as well. It is a clear picture of the love of God for sinful humanity. And regardless of how far one may drift from Him, yes, God still loves, yes, us. It shows how through the love and mercy of God, one can be redeemed, mm-hmm, and taken out of the depth of sin and elevated to a life that is hid in Christ. And what is so clearly emphasized in the parable is the fact that the prodigal saw himself and did something about it. No wonder the Apostle John, the same writer of the text that I read here a few seconds ago, said in the 3rd chapter and verse 1, "Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God." There's an old song in the Redemption book. We sing it sometimes. Is there a heart that is waiting, longing for pardon today? Hear the glad message proclaiming, Jesus is passing this way. Is there a heart that is broken, weary and sighing for rest? Come to the arms of thy Savior. Pillow thy head on his breast. Come to thy only Redeemer. Come to his infinite love. Come to the gate that is leading homeward to mansions above. And the chorus says, Jesus is passing this way. This way today. Jesus is passing this way. Is passing this way today. What a wonderful privilege we have, that we don't have to continue in the downward road of sin, but we can come to God and be restored and redeemed. I realize this is an evangelistic thought, and I realize that there are many people in the world today that are Christians and that have given themselves to God, but I also realize that there are many that have not. And if you're listening to me today and you feel that you're hopeless, and that nobody cares about you, and that nobody loves you, and that nobody thinks about you, remember, there is one that does. Yes. And that is God. The parable of the prodigal, we find that this young man had allowed his desire to take him on a long search for fulfillment, only to discover it wasn't in what he thought he was going to find it in. Like so many in the world today. I also realize that many scoff at Christians. Many scoff at the Christian way. Many scoff at the thought of God and what God can do. Many laugh, I suppose, at talking about the love of God. But regardless, it's real. It is still real. You see, this young man made his own decision, and that was to exclude God. He didn't need his father any longer. It tells us in the 12th verse, "And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living." He drifted far away from father's house. In other words, he was running. And I'm here today, my beloved friends, to say that we really can't run from God. We really can't hide from God. We really can't get away from God. God pursues us too. And when we're not thinking of Him, He's thinking of us. And when we go all the way down the depth that we can go in sin, God still cares. And God still loves us. And the 13th verse says, "And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country and there wasted his substance with riotous living. I suppose that's a true picture of many today as well. Unfortunately, many of us go way down. And there's a song that says, sin will take you farther than you want to go. And that's the way it really is. There are many people today way deep down in a life of sin that really didn't plan or intend to be there. And there are probably many people in prison today who never dreamed that they would be there. But you see, that's what sin does. Sin entangles and it ensnares and it keeps us going. This young man drifted far away from Father's house, and the glitter of the world wasn't what he thought it was after all. Verse 14, and when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. My mind keeps going back to that song all the time. Sin will take you farther than you want to go. Thank God today for the love of God. It's greater far than tongue or pen could ever write. Think about it today, that God would come down to earth in the form of a man, in the form of Jesus Christ, to mingle among mankind and to understand their problems and to love them, to heal them, to restore them, to care about them, and then to give his life, his life's blood on Calvary's old rugged cross as a ransom that you and I could have life and have it more abundantly. That's what Jesus said, that we could have it more abundantly. And the text that I read said, in this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only Son into the world that we might live through him. That we might live through him. That's referring to spiritual life. The young man was now humiliated, and he began to think. Verse 15 says, And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. Can you imagine what this young man left? Let me tell you something, friends. It doesn't pay to leave God out of our life. God got something better for us than most people think. God has the best for us. He found himself destitute and friendless. Verse 16 says, and he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. He found himself in a pig pen feeding the swine. Never dreamed that he would go down to where he was. Found himself destitute and friendless. Somehow he was awakened to his condition. Verse 17 says, and when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? How many people today go without the blessings of salvation, without the gift of the grace of God, and go on and on and on in with the opportunity of turning their lives over to God, the one that can take them out of sin, and out of the life that they live in, and elevate them to a higher standard with God? Jesus said, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. He was now making a decision. His mind was now changed. He didn't find the fulfillment down there and he thought he was going to find when he left his father's house and took his journey into that far country. Yes, his mind began to change. Verse 18 says, I will arise and go to my Father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. There's also a song that we sing sometimes that says, I am amazed that God could ever love me. And some of us go so far down that that's the way we feel. How could God ever love me? For all that I've done and gone so far from him, yet his love reaches to the lowest ebb. He found what he needed in returning. Continuing with verse 20, and he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Do you see the love of God today for lost humanity? And his son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven, and in thy sight I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry, for this my son was dead and is alive. He was lost and is now found. And they began to be merry. You know, the Bible says there is more joy in heaven over one sinner that repenteth than over 99 just persons. There is joy in heaven over everyone that comes to God and give themselves to him. Sin will take you farther than you want to go. You see, the decision is always ours, our own. Nobody can make us Christians. Nobody can tell us what to do. No one is to blame either but ourselves. You know what James wrote? Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. And when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. So you see, my beloved friends, there are two ways that are pointed out to us. This broad road and the narrow road. It depends on us which one we will take. God has given us, mankind, a wide open opportunity. You see, when Jesus came into the world, it was not for a select few or a select class or for the rich or for the poor or for the in-between. It was for the whosoever will may come. Francis Crosby wrote a song which says, pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Thou the spring of all my comfort, more than life to me. Whom have I on earth beside thee? Whom in heaven but thee? Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by.
Thank you, Brother James. Brother James Arch, bringing us today's message on the Way of Truth broadcast, speaking of the great love of God. I trust that his message was a blessing to you. And now we invite you to write us. Let us know if our broadcast service is a blessing to you, and our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. Our fax number is 301-739-7173, 301-739-7173, our fax number, and our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. Remember, if you have missed any of our broadcasts, you may go to our webpage. There's a number there in our archives, and you may listen. Also, you may read our monthly Way of Truth magazine on our webpage. And don't forget, if you have opportunity, you can be with us in our services, for they are broadcast live. Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Our Sunday evening service begins at 6, and our Wednesday evening service begins at 7. So we invite you to be with us, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation today, and we'd like to invite you to tune in this station next week, when again, the Lord willing, will be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
Saved by the blood.